Okay, so if anybody out there has still not tried developing a tool, whether that's on your own, as a freelancer, or with a developer in your organization, you no longer have any excuse. It's as easy as taking a screenshot of something that you like or something that you would like to build and passing the resulting code and the resulting building block off to your developer or off to your AI developer if you're doing that on your own. At least give it a try. You can start with a screenshot now. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are back with another bite-sized Daily Digest episode today. Two things that I wanted to cover. Both of them came from the rundown.ai newsletter from Friday, which is yesterday as I'm recording this. The first one is a pointer or a tip or a trick, I guess, or a hack, I would call it, from the team at the Rundown on how to quickly and easily create a prototype for a tool that you may be building for your marketing assets or your lead magnet strategies, like we've talked about many times. And that tip is that you can simply take a screenshot of any existing UI or interface or design that you would like to use as inspiration or to kind of use as a foundation building block for your tool. You upload that screenshot to Claude, and then using their artifacts feature where they can build a, whether it's a page or an app or some sort of design right next to and right within the chat interface, you can then crank out a very, very legit prototype. We just talked about the way we can use tools like Replit's new AI assistant to build out our lead magnets and our marketing assets, and how we can use these tools and get, you know, maybe even 20% of the way there can be something very significant if you're going to hand it off to a developer. So this is just another great way to take your ideas, get them at least off the ground a little bit, see what they can look like, start playing with them, and then being able to get them into the hands of, again, developers or someone to take it across the finish line, which is pretty significant and pretty powerful. And we're going to go ahead and demo that workflow. As always, shout out to the rundown.ai newsletter for that great tip, but mostly for all of the amazing updates on AI. It is by far my favorite source. I'm always able to find and pluck out valuable marketing relevant topics thanks to the rundown.ai. So shout out as always. The next thing I want to talk about is a new analytics platform from Anthropic. I guess analytics platform is what I'd call it, but it's kind of like an analytics AI system. It's called Clio, C-L-I-O. And it analyzes how AI assistants, Claude in particular, are being used and applied in real-world applications and use cases. And there is a paper or a study that I have linked to in the show notes that's analyzing what Clio found regarding that AI usage. And we're just going to go through a little breakdown of that study before we do our screenshot to prototype demo. So definitely stick around for that at the end of the show. Again, basically what Clio does is it takes these raw conversations, millions of conversations, I would imagine, within the Claude interface that are being had with the AI, and it aggregates them, pulling valuable insights out, also while changing like privacy sensitive content and information and burying that in some protective layers of abstraction before they do any analysis. Basically, without getting too technical, they're going to extract some very key attributes from all of these conversations, group similar ones together, summarize them in a way that removes, again, that sensitive data while preserving privacy. And then you're going to organize all of these clusters, all of these groups into different hierarchies and use those to create visualization tools to present charts and graphs like the ones that are shown in that report linked in the show notes. Definitely check that out for a very deep dive, or at least to get an idea of kind of the visualization that Clio was able to do with this AI usage. It's definitely very interesting. But let's get into the actual interesting part, the key findings about the usage of Claude. The top use cases were as follows: web and mobile development, over 10% being used for the development of these web applications and tools, which is a pretty incredible amount when you think about the vast pool of these conversations that are going on. You also have writing assistance, research support, educational content, and business analytics closing out those top use cases. Another interesting tidbit is that non-English conversations showed higher rates of discussions around economics and elder care topics, for instance, which is, I think, very interesting. There's definitely some fascinating cultural differences between the United States and other countries in a lot of areas, but very much so in the way we treat and take care of our elders. Again, we don't like to get too much into philosophy or politics on the AI Marketing Navigator, but it is interesting, I will say the least. Anyway, Also very interesting is the fact that Clio wasn't just about gathering all this data and presenting charts. There were other use cases and other ways that Clio was useful and political. It was able to essentially act as a security force for unauthorized reselling of the Claude platform, like things like probably accessing the API or using the API in some fraudulent way. They were able to also identify attempts to generate explicit content that goes against their policies and spam as well. It is 100% acting as a bit of a guide or, again, a security guard, if you would, for the Claude model, which is a definitive example of one of these models working on another, teaching another, optimizing another, which is something that all of these leaders at AI companies have been talking about and something that we've talked about several times on the show as far as a way that these AI models are going to get better and optimize. And this is absolutely a real life example of that. It should be noted that the study does mention that distinct user desires and user intentions cannot be definitively determined, but I think some very interesting and useful data can be gathered for sure, just in how the use cases themselves break down. Currently, you can only limit or analyze conversational data, so no other type of multimodal input or media are being analyzed by Clio at this point. But again, I think what I find most interesting about this is the application of an existing AI system, or in this case, a new AI system, analyzing and optimizing an existing one, and which is just another thing that we've talked about on the show that is now becoming real life, which I think is going to become a pattern on the show for sure. Okay, before we wrap it up for the day, let's just do a quick demo on this workflow from the rundown.ai in Claude. I'm just going to go ahead and share my screen. And I think what we'll do is we'll just try and whip up a little social media app like X, and then a video app like YouTube and see what Claude is able to do for us. So bear with me here. I'm just going to go ahead and share my screen. And we should be looking at the Claude user interface now. And I am going to take a screenshot of the X feed here. We'll just paste that into Claude as soon as it shows up. There we go. Okay, so I've gone ahead and pasted our screenshot of the X user interface in here, and I've got a little prompt. It says, please design a React web application based on the style shown in the attached screenshot. The application is a social media feed app. So I'm not even going to give it anything more than that. Just the screenshot and that little bit of guidance. Let's see what it cranks out in the artifact here. We'll give it a few seconds and come back when we've got something loaded for you guys. Okay, and here we are. We have our social media feed application. Very much looks like a X post and menu to me. So again, this is just a very simple example using X. Let's just go ahead and do the same for YouTube now, just for another example, this time a video repository or a video streaming application from Claude. Let's see what it does here. So bear with me. I'm going to go ahead and prompt it again and attach this. Actually, before I do that, let's try redeveloping this, but in a style. Let's apply the AI Marketing Navigator style to our social feed media or social media feed application, whatever you want to call it, social media application, and see what it does differently, if anything. Okay, so I've just asked it to rebuild using the AI Marketing Navigator style, and I've set that style here. And let's go ahead and see what it does now. So I will just go ahead and jump ahead while this thing is cranking out this code. Stand by. Ooh, see, okay, I like this now. I like the gradients and the color scheme that we're using here. Everything is very marketing centric as far as the menu options. So you can see how very quickly and very easily you can start to tailor and customize what you built off of your screenshots. So I'm glad we tried that. Let's just do the YouTube one really quick. I'm going to grab a screenshot of this YouTube feed here, and we're going to go ahead and do the same. Now do a similar design for the attached screenshot for a video uploading, a video sharing and streaming app. We'll attach our screenshot and stand by everybody while Claude gets to work. Okay, and here you have it. I like it. It's a little different from the screenshot that we provided, but again, we're just looking for a jumping off point in this case. Okay, so if anybody out there has still not tried developing a tool, whether that's on your own as a freelancer or with a developer in your organization, you no longer have any excuse. It's as easy as taking a screenshot of something that you like or something that you would like to build and passing the resulting code and the resulting building block off to your developer or off to your AI developer if you're doing that on your own. At least give it a try. Okay, that's going to do it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is so super helpful to the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when the episode drops. Until then, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.